meeting of the Village of Sustainability Commission. Chairperson Simon.
Here.
Brett.
Here.
Commissioner Chang. Burry. Lennon. And Commissioner Steerwalt. Four voting members present. We do have a quorum. Item of business public comments. Luis had emailed me earlier today wishing to the mic is on.
Hey. Oh. I'm Luis Desatesta. I live at Centennial House School at 7570. I'm a fairly new resident to River Fork. First of all, I'd like to suggest if you have not Nova episode 6 of season 15 called Chasing Carbon Zero, I highly recommend it. It's hosted and narrated by Miles O'Brien, who's a science reporter for the PBS. Very instructive. My perspective on electrification is informed by the following. Discussions with my HVAC person, also a very good personal friend. He happens to be a member of Oak Park's electrification. Got some insights. Many discussions with my brother in California, engineer, retired engineer from Disney, who owns two Teslas, has owned at least one electric car for 10 years. All experiences moving from a home that had two furnaces, one gas, one electric, moved to an all-electric condo, which was quite an experience for me. Experience with the use and benefit of heat pumps instead of conventional air handlers for air conditioning, and installed air pumps in Oak Park, and we installed them here in River Forest. My experience exploring the potential to install charging stations in the board, some of the challenges and the surprise at what the expense was going to be, we haven't done anything yet. As a result of my personal experience and discussions, here are just a few of my thoughts on the subject in no particular order. The most painless way to convert the all-electric environment would not necessarily be by way of electric cars. And I think I don't know if that's the place to start. I do think, however, that heat pumps are installed in both all electric environments as well as residents with gas. Foodies consist on cooking on gas top stoves, conventional electric, excited and surprised to find out that induction is a different form of an electric stove, just like gas. All in the same fashion you can on are beginning to show up in restaurants. We all know how picky. Watch that episode of Nova, you will see a consultant who's trying to convert. Oak Park to mandate that all new construction all electric. Because the electric grid presently have the capacity for that. Finally, I just want to share an interest in terms of how we produce our electricity. Energy Information Administration, there for 2020. Illinois had an energy generation mix approximately 2.1 nuclear, 21.5% coal, 12.8%, 12.2% wind, 0.9% solar. It was interesting to see. And I also seem to recall that Illinois is producing something like, I think, a fifth of the power. Anyway, I just wanted to share some thoughts and to thank you for the work.
You did an op-ed, I think, on electrification, which is great, by the way. It's a fascinating. Plus, it was Wednesday Journal. And
John Dzuriak, and I assumed that as you're trying to do to make harder, safer, better, stronger. Residents, your study practices, environment. Modeled. Letters and see if anybody on the
I hope not. We
good. That's listed as a litter problem around in many other places, ordinances in their community. So this happened and I think you can actually recycle a plastic bottle, pay a fee to buy it,
right.
And then you get a course could somehow, you know. I was in Buffalo in 2000. Walking around Buffalo, learned that people can turn them.
The whole state of New York.
Colleges. Thinking when the college dumpsters, cardboard, and activities from thought it's almost the exact same questions that they are throwing for those. Economy shop or Goodwill would be glad to have a lot of
on personal stories. I just moved my fortified. All the kids go to, I mean, a million things at cash, but like a bad limb. So
set up at the was the place where lamps there.
Yeah, so as I explained, an email done something wrong with the Zoom recording time and recorded. The whole meeting was there. The Zoom, I could look at the logo from start to finish. Out of the sound, so I was simply going off of what changes that you guys have on feedback to or if you guys are, I wrote up, we can.
Other than that, though, there would have been.
To approve the minutes.
Simon?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner. Yes, none voting no. The minutes are adopted.
Let's I just wanted to jump off Luis's suggestion of watching something called Wild Hope. It's PBS. I get Passport. That's how I watch it. So I'm not exactly. You guys can figure it out on your own how you watch it. It might be on YouTube, but it's all these like crazy, encouraging good projects all over the world. There's one about putting like a billion oysters in the East River of New York. There's another one like returning the biodiversity to a river in Mexico, undamming the Northwest. And what just strikes me going from show to show is the rapidity. Once you stop doing things we shouldn't be doing, just how quickly it all restores itself. A lot of hope there. And need a little lift me up at the end of the day after a whole day of gloom and doom. And then the second is just a comment on what you said about all this stuff for college. I've been going to these refillery places where you basically like bring your own bottles and everything, and there's an added level of intentionality there. But you know, I highly recommend them. There's one in Humboldt Park I've been to, and they're trying to build a community of sustainability around them. So I think it's a good thing for us to support.
Where's your park?
No, I said Humboldt Park. Humboldt Park. Yeah, not too far.
What kinds
of
things can you
here
refill
is,
there?
What?
What kinds of things?
Everything like shampoo and all kinds of cleaning products, and there's like just all kinds of novel stuff. Like there are toothpaste pills. I'm sure there's a better word for tablets. The toothpaste tablets, so you don't have to buy the plastic. But just in all different ways, trying to get around, you know, just this endless plastic that we're always complaining about. And like I said, at this point, there's an added level of intentionality. But if we encourage this stuff, then they will come closer. There is a woman in Oak Park who does this, but she's called the Fillery Apothecary, but she has a moving vehicle. So if you're having, like, an event, you can ask her to come. But so far, she's not. She doesn't have a standard. Pretty cool.
Well, I think we sorted it at the end.
Yeah.
Of
so, right now. Oh yes. In terms of commissioners.
Group has the most energy at this point, so go ahead.
I know Barry wasn't here last time, but I think I kind of I don't know if
you do that. Can you just repeat the goals and objectives?
Oh, sure. So essentially focus on increasing community solar, so essentially the solar, so increasing solar installations. All being sort of all installation renewable village owned or sort of a segue into then goals, but other items that were Larry items that are supporting towards how we had preliminarily
met. narrowed it down. Things you have. Place that would say, hey, things. The letter previously for the letters went out to people. Suppose it was sent. Village itself, you know, what arrangements were for. I know people say you've got all these contractions. At that end, I Village Network.
Yeah, and I'm now on their
so we can retire, Jeff.
He's gonna
so we're going to our thoughts and questions that his hope of where he starts to look and research.
Yeah.
We'll go from
contract that
yeah, they go to market and
of course find our quick wins. A personal stake in this too.
If we get gold, there's going to be like.
Oh, the field. understand this stuff.
I want to speak to the aggregation component because I think we negotiated that. And something might have changed too, but so basically the way that program works is they organization comes in and picks out the most profitable. So if you're talking about putting 90% on, I don't think the program works that way because they're taking advantage of the fact that they're getting the most lucrative accounts, which is the most energy during off-peak hours when energy. That's number one. Number two, we were told when it was renegotiated, I believe a year ago, that this is the last year, and they also dropped the contribution that they were making to the village. At the same time, they seemed to expand the number of people that went on. One question I've had, maybe if we could put this on for the meeting, is just, Seth, could you inquire, like, edge of the village at this point is on the MC squared aggregation? Because I got put on, and I'm, like, the least old customer they could possibly have. But so I was very surprised when they reached out to me. But yeah, so I'm just wondering, and the way I understood it was you could opt out, but I'm not sure that anybody could opt in. I don't know if anybody's memory stretches back. I didn't think everybody was eligible because they're particularly taking advantage of, you know, these most profitable accounts.
Eligible, whether or not they are.
I don't think it's true that anybody can be in it, do you? Probably just find out. We should have a refresher course in this whole thing because none of us can remember.
This is the discovery that these guys are going to.
But I wouldn't put a tremendous amount in there because I just don't think there's much future in there. And it was sort of a not best option anyway. It was a kind of a cheap way to get some. It just looked good for a while there at our village. But,
that also.
September. And then I just wondered, do you also, I didn't hear this on your goals, but do you have on the agenda, this might be a longer term goal, but actually like coming up with a in village, like, solar, maybe farm is not the right word, but solar, using something like it might be a parking lot or.
I would say that was, it sort of would fall under our third goal of sort of like the other encouraging like adoption on. I don't know that we've figured out a specific goal to have, you know.
Along those lines, this is.
Kansas just passed a law that on new parking lots over, I think, 50 spots, they. We're
because, you know, we get like the heat.
And it's not taking up space the way some of these, like these solar farms, we can't, you know, we can't cover the entire country with enough panels to. I've even heard, I don't know how operational these are, but there are solar roads where they actually have the panels built into roads. I don't know.
canopy so your car. Europe is way ahead.
No reason we couldn't do that right here in Little Old River Forest.
No.
And also, I mean, there are ways to do it. Like, you know, the cheap way to do it is you get somebody to come in that owns it. And you don't have to put the upfront cost. If you want it to happen quicker, over the long run, you're going to lose a lot of money.
I totally agree. I think we were kind of thinking how you could encourage, how that would fit with, like, as we're looking at. And implement something like
and Jeff, you could do it so that instead of getting in a queue for a solar farm, we are the solar farm, and then we just line people up. So there's no look at it. That might be an interesting article for our newsletter because, you know, some people, there's a lot of people who don't want to be early adopters. Once, you know, you start saying there's hundreds of rooftop solar. I don't know if we're at hundreds, but it might encourage some. We have not had a chance to meet, but a lovely introduction to our... Yeah, I've been busy recruiting, and we'll probably meet tomorrow, so we'll be back.
Bill and I haven't met, but we've we'd say that her and curved was containers.
They do. It's around the corner.
She just couldn't find
it. On the corner. Yeah, I dropped things. There's not recycling inside, but there's recycling outside.
We said to hide it.
Where their trash is, like on the field side.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe she's talking about
inside,
right? So I don't. The park district. And pack out kind of thing.
The only ones I've seen are just circular metal.
Yeah. Oh, so her question was like, well, who should she talk to? You know, reach out to board, and I guess all guidance to her was, sounds like it's simple, but it's not, because they're separate entities, and they go to talk to, but with the library that Seth bins, especially since they're getting to the village content. When it comes to the park district, I feel like, you know, this has come up before about how and I don't know. to the park district and say, hey, can we get some recycling bins out there? But if it just seems like it's one of those things, unfortunately, that maybe it. And it becomes not a quick win.
Well, you could reach out to the board and see if they would put it as an agenda item meeting, and then you'd have the executive director there, and you'd have board support. I mean,
she was offering to, you know, reach out to a board member. Maybe this is for Eric and Seth guidance on the most effective way to get something like this done. Is it Jill just?
Do we want to just?
Better
started with
just knowing the cast of characters, because before I was on this, I was on Friends of, I don't know, we were of River Forest, and the problem with doing that is if you go to the executive director and he gives you a negative response, then going to the board looks like it's going over his head. But if you go to the board first and there's interest on the board, then he will follow. That would be my suggested route. Just make a little bit of a pitch, and you know, just say that we're reaching out to the other entities. We're looking for, you know, you could just start out with a general. We're looking for a greater collaboration. Is going to take the whole village. It literally takes a village, and then just make a little pitch.
Does anyone?
I think Cargi is still on it. Tom Cargi as well.
You know, like which one of them might be more receptive to this, and also
well,
I guess
that's why I'm suggesting go to the whole board, because then we don't have to. Do a Russian roulette of,
you mean,
know,
like
who,
just show up for?
No, I mean reach out to the board and say, could we have an agenda item with this request?
Well, but so who on the board would you reach out to?
Oh, to reach out to do that.
Also, while you're thinking about that, you know, Seth, as a staff person, board member just comes to you with, are you good with that, or are you like, why didn't they come to me?
I mean, religious terms, you know, if village agenda, all of these. We're actually going to have.
That's what I was wondering, right?
Yeah, like, so instead of coming at them maybe initially with.
I like that. Just consolidate them all. And then maybe a couple of us can go.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, we want to work together.
Well, that's kind of what I suspected, is that just better.
Electrification.
I mean, the park district's one of the.
Oak Park Park District has gone to full electrification of their maintenance, and they even have a solar powered truck that powers the all of their.
gas treatments and
so it might sort of so yes, like I said, she was kind of rude.
Yeah, we
well, another question, this would be back to Seth, as all roads lead to Seth. Is it, does the village have the authority to set up recycling bins throughout, you know, do we really have to convince everybody, like, could you as a village set up one as a spot?
We could, would need to check, there's a provision about RS, we'd be able to put them to that.
Like you could
without,
just put it on the parkway
without
that's kind of like adjacent to the park.
Yes.
Well, without cooperation we could, but we could certainly say, you know, the village would like to do this and, you know, just like we give them leeways for incorrectly built walls on their parks, they might extend the courtesy.
And, all the weird nuances of state law.
Okay. Well, I'll tell
I think
Jill
they're part of the village budget, aren't they?
Yeah.
All these entities would have. What? Is, but to them, whether it be regardless, it's always better to way street. They may be.
Just to set this down in time, we could maybe set two months from now as our subcommittees work towards what would be our potential requests for other entities, and then maybe come together and discuss them and then, you know, think about how we could meet them. I'm not suggesting next meeting because we're still sort of taking our baby steps, so we want to, you know, make sure we form and get our
community.
Township doesn't have much, you know. They've got like an office. So that's, but I mean, they just rent offices. That's the River Forest Community Center. But you could throw them in. So River Forest Community Center, D90, Park District, Library,
and the two universities.
Yeah, I was gonna say I would include the two universities. And, you know, why not Trinity? What the heck? Although Trinity's been doing a lot.
Well, I'll let Jill know the group's feedback, and actually, I'll probably have her interested. And then the other thing that I was thinking in terms of a goal, putting a stake in the ground around if we can revisit the issue. that everybody is in unless they are. In the negotiation, but I'm pretty sure that the contract has it. I feel like there's a provision in that with the village periodically. Maybe you can that.
We have email
specifically
thread.
About compost because it was an issue that at the time.
That I will look into specifically.
Well, I just think that it's a nice concrete goal that can be easily communicated. And the numbers have been creeping up a little bit. I think we're over 5. But if we were to look at of actual eligible households, so I think the number of households is actually or something.
I thought it was right around 3.
Okay, right. So it gives us an idea of what's the potential universe when you are sharing. And so, you know, you would be able to some kind of goal, say, well, we're never going to have like 100% of or, but I feel like in the discussion of the contract negotiation, remember this, Susan, something like economically it wouldn't work for them to do the opt-in, opt-out. Some of our people who've been working on this forever said, well, there's no way we're ever going to reach that. But no.
So I think one of the issues from LRS's point of view is that if we went to opt-out, that would mean that at one point in time they would have to supply these bins to and that would be one thing that they are experimenting with in Chicago are block bins, and I think that's a way that maybe we could look. I mean,
yeah.
To me, if every block had a bin, and, you know, there are all kinds of problems with this, but there are also solutions. You know, you could have a code or whatever to access it, but if every block had a bin, because the problem with getting opt-out composting is you can get everybody a compost bin, but that
doesn't mean
they're
going to
compost. So you need some buy-in.
Yeah.
You know, so if everybody had access to one on their block, and then maybe if we went that route, we could sort of pull in the, you know, the multi-unit buildings, which are getting left out of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's another thing, you know, it's just an idea. It's not thought through.
Yeah, I know. And
But Chicago has done that. There's an actual organization that does, you know, there's a block in Chicago that does it. And it's a much cheaper option. I mean, it doesn't. If you think of all the plastic involved in putting these bins together, if they're just going to sit there, and some people have argued that, like, you know, we're in an hour, that there's just simply not room to have all, you know, all three of these bins. So, you know, I think there are more creative ways to go at
it.
Well,
I think the creativity thing is the issue, is that, like, having, you know, a real sit down with LRS and understanding, you know, have no folks. I feel like in the contract negotiation, any issues on the table besides there's no time. More creative discussion. Provision in the contract says we promise to keep. And so I think it is our responsibility as the commission to say we want to have those conversations.
I think another thing is kind of publicizing some of the post, like, you know, I talk to people who don't know that they can use a compost out in front of the village hall. there's compost at the schools, there's compost at the library. So, you know, these are, again, for people in multi-unit buildings, these are options. If they most Most composting, you know, particularly if you're not putting in, you know, like yard waste, which people in multi-unit buildings wouldn't have, you're talking about very small quantities of volume-wise. So, yeah, I think, you know, just even just having an article publicizing that, and maybe we could increase the number of, you know, we could have one at the Public Works, we could have one at the pump house. Yeah, the community garden would appreciate that.
We've got a fully utilized.
But maybe some of, like maybe those could be distributed to the pump house, the public works, and then people in different parts of the. I mean, the problem with the ones behind is I've tried to go back there, but you're not allowed to drive back there. So you know you're going behind. We do a little compost, and then a policeman comes out and says, "Can I help you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just dumping my garbage back here. Don't worry about me."
Putting fingers, but some of the people who are allowed to drive back there just.
Yeah.
That's always a problem.
Anyway, so I haven't had a chance to discuss this with Jill and whether she concurs with making it a goal or whatever, but I mean, I think, you know, Eric, Susan, and I haven't a new goal or anything like that. I'd be open to her ideas, your ideas about other things that the waste group should do, but this just, we could pick that as the goal and it, move the needle on it, it would take a lot of work. That is, if you have too many goals, you can't really move the needle on any of them. I guess that's my proposed goal without having talked to Jill.
Again, the easy, quick thing would just be to have more municipal ones, and so the people that are motivated would have access. Because the people that I know, they are motivated. You know, they will get in the car and drive it over. My neighbor, who shares with both me and my other neighbor, somebody drives in from like LaGrange or like some other town, and
they just don't. They're just not in a position to, or don't want to.
No, they don't have compost in their town, so they just come out once. I don't know how often.
But I don't think that's something you want.
No.
Right? We're trying to.
We're not trying to.
Residents.
That's absolutely true. I'm just saying that motivated people will go out of their way. It doesn't have to be, you know, in their driveway for them to compost. Motivated people will do things like this. So just sort of, you said it's hard. Sort of the easy first thing is to have more, like Oak Park does, to have more municipal composting. And then we can work on, you know, increasing the residential. But I don't think we have to go from just, you know, everybody needs to have a bin because they won't. They won't be used.
When you say more municipal composting, you mean more municipally available in the village hall that people would bring their stuff to? I don't understand.
No, not more village hall, at more points. So as I said before, like at Public Works, at the pump station, to highlight the ones that are at the library, at the schools, all over town, you don't have to go very far, and they would be there.
Okay.
Of course, we're always going to get back to the problem that Seth said, is that someone's going to put their dog poo in there and everything else. There are things that you can do about them, but they're going to introduce a cost. Like in New York, there's a code. And so, again, just adding another level of intentionality, you kind of reduce that because someone has to go through the effort of downloading an app and do the code. But I think we can look into those because if compost isn't working, it's just as bad as recycling. You know, you compromise one recycling bin and the whole thing gets thrown out.
Yeah, the whole thing. Let's go and you guys chat.
So I brought this list, but it's got a list of a lot.
Do you have anything like to report back from the Environmental Club or any, or you were going to keep your ear to the Roosevelt Club
yeah.
with your brother.
So I still have to get into the actual Google Classroom. Other than that, no update.
Get a new email address from you.
Okay. I can send that to you.
Yeah, I can send you the OPR.
On when we send out.
I was also thinking maybe you could give a shout out to the Roosevelt student just so it goes on the public record, since I know you informed all of us, but then people, you know, who's
listening. Yeah, that was awesome. So for the film, because this was
honorable mention.
Work. So he's here 4 minutes. I will forward. I did forward. I will forward a link so you. Out to Andrew. Yeah, I know somebody
probably Katie.
It was Katie Brennan. So what Katie said is that great because it's literally a
I was thinking a cool event. This is on the spot, so I just thought of it. But I was thinking a cool event would be to have like a little mini film festival with just like the films that River Forest students had done.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome? And we could like really plug it in the schools, and it would, you know, pump up interest in doing this and also highlight the films. And, you know, we could try to have the students there, which would be awesome. And
super
cool.
That
would be super cool. So maybe we could develop that idea somehow.
All short, so you know.
Yeah, we had a student who did one. I think it was about composting, but we showed it to a little our class, and it was pretty cool.
Far away, we could. One, is he eligible?
Oh, I mean, you were when you were.
Yeah.
So yes. Dude, I think you. Got to him.
Does anyone know?
So. Oh, I have his mom.
Email's mom. Here's an email. I'll
do
first.
I can.
I don't have that.
Oh yeah, I will resend that to you. All the whole electric.
I respectfully ask you to resend that because I'm not able to access it. And then I'll send you some feedback.
I will send just
so, but like you're the representative for.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah. Cohort one, that started. On a lot. Very least have. I may have missed some word, but what's the, are you asking for something the village already decided that? Yeah, so as we begin to implement the policies in greenhouse is the right word, but
do you need something to be able to move forward, or the
the village board has authorized. Board had. First cohort hits.
All this work, so
yeah, it's the cohort at least. Buddy, I figured.
you hear of that.
Yeah. Do you remember what month you sent us the EV study? Because I was trying to go back and find it. And
I think July initially is the last, like, 100. So you have to scroll through
I
that.
I have one from November.
I think that was probably the effect in January.
For the record, we should probably mention the styrofoam dam that passed
last
night.
About so the other three would have probably, well, at least two of them would have been on. So, adopted the ordinance.
I think, and so we've got a bit of a runway. Third runway, so to speak. Ordinance doesn't take effect. Notices like education. Hey, you're still using stuff. Likely be the one. Well, one did because they
what are the two businesses?
Drinks and then North Avenue.
That's interesting because Yoke is in Chicago as well, and Chicago has the same band, don't they? Chicago has the same band, so if they have to do it for Chicago,
I thought we were the second community. They
carved it out.
So, okay, I mean, like, so literally,
we did send the physical mail notice.
I'm sure
he technically
like,
has two separate licenses, two of the same letter.
I just want to suggest what a friend of mine said, is you can always ask for a piece of tin foil. Accommodate. All right, for an entire pizza, yeah, that's going to be.
In the paper bag.
Since we brought this up, I just want to mention that this is part of the bigger strategy. Like, we are trying to support the state ban that was introduced into last session. And all they were able to pass was a ban on state agencies. So So we are trying to lend support for the senators who are in favor of this to say, you know, municipalities are going ahead and banning it. So, you know, we're the second one, and hopefully there'll be more. Chicago will be huge, but
so will Harmon be? I believe. Harmon.
As is Welch. My deadline is the 25th. Who's going to write that?
When you need that.
Nice graphic on the night illumination. I don't know if you found that or somebody else, but that was awesome.
Give that credit to Luke on that,
that
one.
Was
I think
so
he...
awesome. I loved that.
With the pumpkin spat.
Like
Green for good.
Yeah, I would reach out to the head of Roosevelt Green for Good. I have a contact for that. When I get home, I can send that to you. I met her at a...
of the slash?
I met
oh,
her at this conference.
Freedom. Yeah, and she runs the pumpkin... She ran the pumpkin smash last. Pretty easy to get off.
That too. But,
I'm glad to see that, you know, that we're going to sort of continue to use the tree trails activity. I'm pretty sure there's, if we're just going to do the same thing and let people know what's there, there must be a probably.
Areas, and there is still
we did used to try to promote it more actively by offering like a little like turn it in at the village, and then there was a drawing for 3 months post, which was a little a small administrative do that, but trying to tie it to something, or I guess at this point it's just kind of like I leave the leaves, pumpkin smash, tree trails. So I mean, I'm fine with it just being.
I think we did that during COVID when families were like, really looking for something to do.
Yeah.
I feel like now it would just get lost in the fall soccer deluge meetings.
Sure. Okay. So if you, as long as you already have something you can use, this is a really minor point, but I think you have 2022.
Do I have 2022 for every date on here. Oh, my God.
But you know what you mean, so that's all that really matters.
Go through and update all of that tomorrow morning.
You need more sleep, Seth. It's obvious.
Yes. Mr. Simon?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Yes.
Lennon?
Yes.
Yes. We are adjourned at 8:17.
All right, great job, everybody.